Amen. What a blessing to have so many good songs that we'll sing them together. Well, we're going to go back to the book of Psalms this afternoon. We looked through the first 100 Psalms in regard to blessing the Lord. The idea of blessing is over 250 times in the Hebrew Bible. And it's a call to active praise and worship and thanksgiving. So we are continuing the emphasis of the last couple of weeks. The idea of blessing indicates a favorable relationship between the object and the subject. I think it's important to remember. A favorable relationship between the object and the subject. And the Bible is used for God blessing man. It's used for man blessing God. It's used for man blessing man. So the whole picture is a picture of a favorable relationship. We are expected, we're privileged to bless God in response to His blessing us. The variety of ways in which we can think about and talk about thanksgiving, and this is one that I think is helpful. We are expected, we are privileged to bless God in response to His blessing us. Returning that favor, if you would, returning grace, returning thanks. God has always been at the hub of everything. His glory has always been on display, has always been shared with His creation in terms of blessing. We read that in Psalm 19. We read that in Romans 1. We read about the heavens declaring the glory of God. And the declaration of that glory is that we might respond in blessing Him and praising Him and thanking Him. How many days do we live our lives without even thinking about that? Lord, thank You again that You have started another day. Thank You that You have declared Your glory on this day. His glory has always been on display and shared with His creation in terms of blessing us. His grace has been communicated in terms of favor and enablement. Communicated His grace immediately at the fall in Genesis 3. Communicates His grace in salvation, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. His goodness has always been operative as He acts on behalf of His creation. Our God is good. We teach our children, God is great, God is good. It's a very biblical prayer. Let us, what? Thank Him for this food. We're reminding them, we're teaching them about God's glory, God's grace, God's goodness, and God's greatness. He is the great I Am. He blesses us, and thus we bless Him. Thanksgiving praise is blessing God for blessing us. It's returning thanks. It's favor for favor. It all tracks life back to Him. And so I want to pick that up this afternoon and look a little further in the book of Psalms and thinking a little further about blessing God by living blessed. You say, Pastor, I thought we were going to have a family study. Well, let me ask you, what is more relevant than every individual in your home blessing God? You think that would make your home what God wants it to be? Yeah. I don't think there's anything, we don't make God's Word relevant. When we think about family, I think too often we think about, well, let's go to two passages in the New Testament, let's talk about what dad's supposed to do, what mom's supposed to do, what kid's supposed to do. Well, the problem with that is there's so much more in the Scripture that indicates the real issue is who dad is, who mom is, who the kids are. And if we are people worshiping the Lord, how are you glorifying God in that? How are you blessing the Lord in that? How are you returning favor in that? It begins to nurture an environment of thanksgiving in our homes. And so, while I did not necessarily know that this is where we would go when we began talking about the family, I'm grateful, and I think it's very, very relevant to us. We just quoted again Psalm 1. Blessed is the man. It always occurs in the plural. We've talked about this before. Oh, the blessednesses. Oh, the happinesses. It's always plural. And it pictures again this grace of God, this goodness of God, this greatness of God. God blesses that we might bless Him. Exploring the book of Psalms, happy. Oh, the happiness. Now I ask you, how might I experience happiness? You ask, how might we experience satisfaction? Aren't we grateful that God's told us that? Folks, we're not left to guesswork. We're not left to put our heads together. We're not sit around and talk about what God might bless. We don't have to do that. He's revealed what He will bless. He's revealed what He can bless. And you know what? He won't bless anything else. So you can make that application even in the roles within the home, but I think living blessed before Him, as we've seen, includes verbal praise, but also active praise. We went through 31 texts last Sunday afternoon. 31 texts. And we learned this. We bless the Lord. Just listen as I review these. We bless the Lord by embracing His counsel as our guide for life. We bless the Lord and we embrace His counsel as our guide for life. We bless the Lord by finding our security by trusting in Him. We were just talking this afternoon, me and another gentleman, we were talking about the struggles with sin, the realities of day in and day out. We just wish we didn't have to struggle anymore. And I shared with him what we've talked about and thought about, and I think what helps us, and that is when God liberated us in terms of saving us and regenerating us, He did not free us from our dependency upon Him, but He taught us afresh our dependency upon Him. And the very fact that He doesn't remove everything. He doesn't remove the flesh. He didn't remove the challenges. It's that we might move toward Him, that we might live the remainder of our days dependent upon Him, and that we might anticipate the day when that struggle is indeed over. And I think being in the struggle makes us anticipate when the struggle's over. We're not home yet, but we are created to live dependently upon Him. And I think this trusting Him, finding our security by trusting in Him. We bless the Lord by living out our lives in righteous obedience to Him. Does it matter if children honor and obey their parents? Well, to honor and obey a parent is to honor and obey God. So, yes, God is blessed when we live out our lives in righteous obedience, when moms and dads are obeying God and young people are obeying God. We bless our Lord by seeking forgiveness and cleansing when we fail Him. He that covereth his sin, what's the rest of that verse? Might not prosper? He will not prosper. He cannot prosper, right? So we bless the Lord by seeking forgiveness and cleansing when we fail Him. We bless the Lord by choosing ceaseless praise as a way of life. All of these came from these 31 texts in Psalms. We bless the Lord by walking each day with a thirst to know Him more. We bless the Lord by looking to Him for His merciful intervention in our lives. We bless the Lord by anticipating fresh opportunities to magnify Him instead of resisting those, instead of rebelling against those. And we bless the Lord by gathering before Him with others to declare His goodness. And that took us to Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. That being the case, let's enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Let's be thankful unto Him. Let's bless His name. Why? Because He's good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His loyal love is eternal. And His truth endureth to all generations. Blessing is ours. Blessing is ours when we express genuine gratitude as His people. Psalm 100, we just read again. So something that shapes life for us, expressing genuine gratitude as His people. This is something that settles our souls. Our souls can very easily become unsettled and in turmoil. What do we need to do at that point in time? We need to express genuine gratitude. We need to worship the Lord. We need to remind ourselves of the reality that this is not something that has moved into our lives that the shepherd doesn't know about. Let me take you to Psalm 103 now. Psalm 103. Think about this as far as addressing your own soul. Think about this as a text that you can take up in the morning. You can take it up in the middle of the night as you wake up struggling with something. Listen to the psalmist, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Here it is again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And then the psalmist reviews those. The first five verses here could just move us into a season of blessing God in the middle of the night. You could say this to the Lord, verse number 3, you forgive all our iniquities. You heal all our diseases. You redeem our lives from destruction. You crown me with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The psalmist is telling his soul to get engaged in blessing the Lord. And he works through in a review realities of what God has done. And then he circles back around in verse number 20. To top it off, he says, bless the Lord. Calling others to bless the Lord. He's talked about his own soul blessing the Lord. How about the angels? Ye His angels that excel in strength. Imagining, no doubt, those angels in heaven doing the bidding of God. They do His commandments. They hearken unto the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all ye His host, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Verse 22, bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Gone from individual praise to this vast praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Expressing genuine gratitude as His people. First two verses of Psalm 104. We have another. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain. He continues on praising the Lord. Psalm 109. We're following the fact that this is a repeated theme. This is a repeated activity of praise in the Hebrew hymn book. It calls us to bless the Lord. Psalm 109, down in verse number 26. Verse 26 of Psalm 109, we read these words, help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to Thy mercy, that they may know that this is Thy hand, that Thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless Thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed. Let Thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. What does the psalmist say he's going to do? I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise Him among the multitude. For He shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. The psalmist says, I'm going to praise the Lord no matter what the enemies do. I'm going to praise the Lord. Psalm 118, blessing is ours when we express genuine gratitude as His people. I'm so appreciative that Jesus speaks in terms of our prayer closet. I don't know how you do, how your mind works, how well you do worshiping the Lord silently. I find I don't do so well. I have a very distracted brain. And I've got about a dozen projects going at any time in life. And as soon as I sit quietly in my study and try to actively do what I'm talking about, guess what happens? Those projects start marching across the front of my brain. But, close the door, open your mouth, and talk to the Lord. Bundle up, walk down the street, walk through the woods, talk to the Lord. I think if we give up because we're distracted by nature, then we don't get around to doing this. But as you hear me read these things, what's the psalmist? He's actually doing this. He's opening his mouth and doing this. It's okay. It's a good thing. It's good practice. We hear ourselves praising the Lord, affirming those things back into our own souls. Look at the closing verses of Psalm 118. He's prayed that the Lord would save. And now in verse number 26, he said, "Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar." You get this picture of a festival offering to the Lord. "Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Let me praise thee. Let me exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." What did Job do? He opened his mouth, didn't he? Praise the Lord. He just opened his mouth and praised the Lord. He had a devastating situation, but he opened his mouth and praised the Lord. One more on this note, and that is Psalm 134. Psalm 134. His benefits, his character, his faithfulness in adversity, his holiness. All of this requires a sacrifice of praise. Psalm 134 is three short verses, but that's what they're doing. They're praising the Lord. "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion." You see blessing going to the Lord. You see blessing coming from the Lord. Blessing is ours when we express genuine gratitude as His people. Secondly, blessing is ours when we choose reverence for God by delighting in what delights Him. By delighting in what delights Him. And as with last week, we needed to string some of these together. We have to go back now to Psalm 106, trying to watch the emphasis that comes out in the Psalms. You could add to these, you could develop these. But back to Psalm 106, blessing is ours when we choose reverence for God by delighting in what delights Him. Psalm 106, the first three verses. "Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all His praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness." What is righteousness? Righteousness is those things that please the Lord. "He that doeth righteousness at all times." And down in verse 48, as this psalm comes to a close, this hymn of praise, he circles back. He says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel." Reaches all the way back from everlasting, all the way forward to everlasting, and let all the people say, "Amen." So be it. So be it. Praise ye the Lord. Begin to get a sense of how important this is, don't you? Begin to get a sense of the repetition of this and the emphasis on how important it is that we spend our lives praising the Lord. Psalm 112. Choose reverence for God by delighting in what delights Him, and we will be a blessed people. Psalm 112, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord." There it is. Straightforward. Blessed is the man that reverences the Lord, fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments, those things that delight Him. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. God says, this is what I can bless. Psalm 113 emphasizes this as well, the first three verses. "Praise ye the Lord, Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. His display of His glory, His guidance for a happy life through obedience, His fatherly care, His loving direction and instruction to us. Psalm 115 and verse 1. Psalm 115 and verse 1 says, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory, for Thy mercy, for Thy truth's sake." Look at verse 12. Listen to this as praiseworthy truth. Verse 12 of 115. "The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel." You can see them personally taking this up. "He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord." There's the reverence, both small and great. "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth." The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath He given to the children of men. "The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord." Psalm 128. Psalm 128. Entrusting the Lord to bless God-honoring living, God-honoring life, reverencing Him by delighting in what delights Him. Psalm 128. "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways." Parallel statements. When you fear the Lord, you walk in His ways. When you reverence the Lord, you obey His direction for your life. "For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." Makes promises. "Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel." Trusting the Lord to bless God-honoring living. And we've been reading in Psalm 119. Let's just take up a few of those verses. Psalm 119. Blessing is ours when we choose reverence for God by delighting in what delights Him. Notice it in verse 1. Blessed, happy. Well, the happiness is of the ones that are undefiled in the way. Who are the undefiled in the way? Poetry has parallel statements. The undefiled in the way are the ones who walk in the law of the Lord. The second line defines the first. Verse number 2. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. They do those things that are right. Then in verse number 9, we have this question raised. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Answered, by taking heed thereto according to Thy word. The psalmist says, with my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. You can see his heart toward the Lord. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord. Teach me Thy statutes. There's a blameless walk, pursued with delight. There's a humble confession. There's a cleansing when there's times of failure. There's this coming clean and this starting fresh, and all of this woven together in this psalm that desires open communion with the Lord. Psalm 124. One more here. Psalm 124. We move now to His saving intervention in our lives. Psalm 124. opening his mouth to praise the Lord. Listen to what he says. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, and their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul, and the proud waters had gone over our soul. He says, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Blessing is ours when, thirdly, we recognize His saving intervention in our life. We rejoice in what He has done in His saving work in our lives. Things the psalmist talk about are things from the past, but things present, things anticipated. The saving work of God in our lives, we should render praise to Him. Blessing is ours when we recognize His saving intervention in our lives. Psalm 129. Psalmist David had more than his share of these times where he was saved out of the hands of enemies. He was hated as God's man for that hour for Israel. Psalm 129, we read these words, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Israel now say, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. What a vivid picture. They made long their furrows. Well, the Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which wither afore it groweth up, wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon us. But we bless you in the name of the Lord. Blessing is ours when we recognize His saving intervention in our lives. And we have to stop. And we have to reflect. We have to take time. And let's just move on to that. We bless our Lord. Blessing is ours when we recognize His saving intervention in our lives and when we take time to reflect upon the realities of serving the living God. We take time to reflect upon the realities of serving the living God. It's such a silly picture, isn't it? The pictures that the psalmist paints of false gods. He does that in Psalm 135. If you'd look there with me, we have three more psalms. Psalm 135 is the next one that we will look at. Kind of reasons in the midst of his worship. He calls other people to worship. It says in verse 1, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. He starts talking about the idols of the heathen down in verse 15. What a vivid contrast this is. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. Verse 19, bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. You know, as we look at these psalms, is there any way that this impresses you that this is optional? Is there anything that we've read over the last 2 weeks that makes you think, you know, what I really ought to do is I read a few verses every day, scratch down a little principle on a 3x5 card and stick it in my pocket and try to live it out. And none of that's wrong. But if that is the extent of our relationship with the Lord, are we not missing the whole ebb and flow of the book of Psalms? God teaches us about Himself not so that we can grasp a couple of little principles to walk through life. God teaches us about ourselves so that we can open our mouths and praise Him. And this book is just, you've seen it, the repetition of it. I've purposely tried to read through more and more and more and more of this because it dawns on me, it strikes me that even growing up and thinking in terms of, you know, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. The whole idea of praising the Lord was not even talked about. I don't remember ever hearing that I am supposed to spend my life praising and worshiping the Lord. I'm supposed to be saying these things to the Lord. And yet it makes so much sense to me at this point in life to recognize that as my soul continues to get saturated with the realities of who God is building me up. God is strengthening me. I'm being satisfied in Him. And the temptation comes along, but my appetite is completely satiated with living for God's praise. I'm praising Him and learning to reverence Him and fear Him, and the righteousness that pleases Him is being put before me. If I can pick up these things and take them into life with me and say, well, from this day forward, it's going to be my pattern to seek, to establish, to nurture the idea, the reality that when I pick up God's Word and hear from God and learn something from God, my time with Him is not done until I have actively praised Him. I've said these things back to Him. I've talked to Him about these things. And I don't see this as complex and heavy. I see it as very freeing. I see it as that equipping that is so necessary in our lives, this praise, this thanksgiving. And I just want to encourage you to... I was struck by how I might treat God as one of those little silver gods or wood gods. God, you're there for me if I need you. Carve you a little something out of a piece of wood and talk to it. It can't hear you. It can't help you. But that's the way we treat the living God. Instead of, and I just ask you to take it at face value. You heard it for two Sunday afternoons. Just praise. Thanksgiving. And it hasn't been generic. It hasn't been wave your hands and say praise the Lord 100 times. It's not that. It's very specific. It's very scripturally informed, isn't it? God, you did this. God, you have done this. God, you have promised this. So I hope it's a source of encouragement to you rather than a challenge. I hope it's a challenge to you in the sense, but in the other sense, I hope it's a refreshment to you to say, no, there's probably something here that I've been missing in my spiritual life, and maybe it is part of the answer to some of the struggles that I go through. And those struggles are broad spectrum, aren't they? There's two more. Psalm 144, the first two verses. An idol is what we cherish the most, by the way. So even though we probably haven't carved anything out of wood, we need to give attention to what we look to find satisfaction. Could be vocation, could be a relationship, could be pleasure, could be possessions, hobbies, experiences, family, homes, projects. We have to give attention to that. We're not going to take time this afternoon, but those gods that we manufacture might vary from the gold and silver and wood of a past generation. But we're going to have to seriously consider that. First two verses of Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my strength. Listen to David. Which teacheth my hands to war, my fingers to fight. Just looks at the Lord as the one that is equipping him and has equipped him to do the things he's called him to do. My goodness, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust. Who subdueth my people, David says, under me. We bless the Lord. Blessing is ours when we take time to reflect upon the realities of serving the living God, and also when we acknowledge His daily provision of strength and protection. One more, and that is Psalm 145, right here on the page, or across the page, or the next page for you. Listen to David. Psalm 145, I will extol thee, my God. O King, I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness, a recital of rejoicing here. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. His tender mercies are over all His works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. And they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts. And the glorious majesty of his kingdom, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee. Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth, sincerity. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Look how he ends the psalm. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. 150 psalms. Stuffed full, aren't they? Let's praise the Lord. I'm encouraged to seek this for myself, to encourage this for my family, to encourage this for all of you. I just wanted to think for just a moment as to what's required, because I think it's important. It's going to take super time, isn't it? You say, what are you thinking? I'm thinking specific time, but I'm thinking random time. You know, driving down the road. Why not? People walk past you in the store and you think, who are they talking to? And they got a little thing on there, you know. So it's not really that strange in our day to talk to yourself. You know, driving down the road, talking away, they, you know. Specific times and what? Random times. Start your day talking to the Lord. Say, but things come into the life. The Lord knows that. But what you don't plan to do, you won't do. And recognize you're going to get resistance, because the enemy doesn't want you doing this, because he knows it's going to saturate your soul with truth. But a pattern of praise, it's going to take awareness, isn't it? Energy, focus. Respect each other in your home. Find places and designate that. You know what? I'm going to spend some time with the Lord. Meditate, consider, be aware, take, you know, make notes. I don't want to spell this out for you, but awareness, adjustments. It's going to take adjustments. The lesser things are going to have to wait. This has got to be a priority. Find a quiet setting. Try to eliminate the noise and the clutter of your mind. making these adjustments, time, awareness, adjustments. Don't make an excuse at it because you're in a season of life, because all of your life will have a chance to be an excuse for not doing this. And then determination. I call this the discipline of dependency. Taking up the Word of God. Use with our mind, right? Desiring what God has for us. Our emotions get involved in choosing what God has for us. That's the soul in action. Knowing, desiring, and choosing. What can we anticipate? Boy, you sure get this from the psalmist, don't you? Delight. David, you just think, man, if I were to see David at a distance in heaven, I'd know who he was. Because he's the one that's delighting in the Lord. The psalmist in Psalm 119, as we're reading, just delighting. But also, we can anticipate a freshness. If your spiritual life has become stale, maybe you haven't even thought about this. Maybe this is a new opportunity for you to go, wow, this is so vivid. This is so clear as to what's happening in the Psalms. Maybe the lack of freshness in my life will be addressed. We can anticipate delight. We can anticipate freshness. And we can anticipate hope, can't we? I think it will encourage you. I think it will edify you. I think it will build you up. I think it will get you ready for being here. Our corporate praise is very much tied into your individual praise and the preparation of our soul as we enjoy it together, as we do enjoy it together here. I love worshiping together. But that will even grow and be sweeter to us as we spend time with the Lord, worshiping Him each and every day. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your Word. Thank You for not leaving us to ourselves. Some of us, Father, have been saved many years, and we've read through the Psalms, and we've talked about the Psalms, and we've studied the Psalms, and we've dissected the Psalms, and we've compared the Psalms, and but we haven't praised You. We haven't established a pattern of incorporating these things into our daily lives. Part of our challenge is the challenge with sin, the sinfulness in us. And Father, here's some answers for us today. If our souls are saturated with praise to You, there'd be the put on for the put off of all those corrupt things that we lug along with us, those things we've picked up along the way, those things that hang on to us. Help us to give serious consideration to this and to make it a practice this week to begin today with a commitment that I will spend time every day actively praising the Lord. Not saying the same things over and over again, not praying the same prayers over and over again, but taking up the truth of Your Word, talking to You about these things, rejoicing in these things. Help us all, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.